The Entertainment Wrap Podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the Entertainment Wrap.
So, Johnny, I know you're not out trolling for women, but if you were...
No.
Well, I guess
no,
I don't know that for sure,
not.
But if you were, you might be interested in learning Charlie Puth's pickup line. You want to hear this now?
I do want to hear these pickup
he
lines.
He tells Billboard magazine he has a go-to pickup line. He says, if it's like a big crowd and I just want to talk to someone one-on-one, my go-to line is, hey, can you help me with something? Can I show you something?
Those are two different ones?
I think that's just one line. That's like his he says it's his go-to.
So he's in the club.
Right.
Tons of people around.
Right, yeah.
He leans over because the music's so loud, whispers in her ear, hey, can I show you something? Yeah. How does that work?
Because he's Charlie Puth. Because honestly, anyone else would get arrested for that.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure like that is like Club 101. Like if you never leave your drink unattended.
No.
And you never let people whisper in your ear and try to take you to another room by yourself.
Never leave the location. So
exactly.
When I was a little kid, my mom said, if someone asks for your help with something, you say no.
No.
That's like a dead giveaway. So
Charlie needs to learn some manners.
It might be working for him, though. He's Charlie Puth. He can get away with it.
I mean, he is Charlie Puth.
Yeah.
So, but if you didn't know who Charlie Puth was and he walked up to you and said that, you're not going to go with him.
I would tell the bartender that I needed help.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, emergency. Like, I don't know, tug on your ear and get yourself out of there. Another thing in the news is Kate Gosselin. You remember her from John and Kate Plus 8?
Yeah, I thought she kind of went away.
All of the different reality shows.
Yeah.
Well, she's coming back. Another reality show. She just can't get away.
Wow.
This show is called Kate Plus Date.
Oh, okay.
The show is going to follow her as she tries to date and raise 8 children at the same time. All of the men on the show are going to be vetted by a personal matchmaker.
Mm.
And TLC, who I believe had their shows before, is picking this up. And the show is going to begin later on this fall.
Wow.
So we have that to look forward to.
Something like that.
Does anybody really want to see this?
I mean, I was just thinking. Does anyone care if Kate Gosselin dates? I mean, I'm sure the thing is going to be like her kids are bigger now, probably like 8, 9, 10 years old. They're older. So maybe there'll be all kinds of hijinks when they try to interfere with her dating life. I don't know. This seems like a bad idea.
To me, it's all probably scripted at this point.
Oh,
I
absolutely.
Mean, in the very beginning,
maybe
most of it wasn't. But
yeah.
I just want her husband, all those other crazy reality shows.
Away.
Just go away.
Just go back to the 90s or wherever you came from.
Because this is like the fourth spinoff.
It is. Well, I hope that when she... wants to go out with someone, she walks up and goes, hey.
Can you help me with something?
Can I show you something?
I need to change 8 diapers. I need to pack 8 lunches.
Exactly.
Can you help me with that?
She's like, can you help me with that? I want to show you something.
That's the Entertainment Wrap for today.